Miller that is going to be facilitating this encouraging word to you this morning. I'm an elder here at DLC, at Discover Life Church. And once again, on behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Barrett, we thank you for joining us this morning so that you can get your encouraging word for today. For those of you that were in Bible study yesterday, you will know that I came out of John chapter 15, and we went through verses 1 through 7. But this morning, I still felt that God wanted to encourage us in the Word of God. And I believe that the Lord wants me to revisit this scripture, but in a little bit different way. This morning, if I had a title to this message, it is stay connected to the vine and stay in the ground so that you can be cultivated. Stay connected to the vine and stay in the ground so that you can be cultivated. So this morning, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. We're going to be coming out of John chapter 15, and we're going to be going through verses 1 through 7. So, Father God, I thank you this morning for the word of God. I thank you, O Lord, for your encouragement. I thank you, O Lord, that you have new mercies every day for us. And I pray, O Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice will be encouraged this morning by your word, that they may have the strength, the courage, and the faith to go throughout their days and throughout their weeks and throughout their walk with you in Christ. I thank you and bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring forth your word with power and conviction that we may be able to carry out what you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So this morning again, and I'm going to let most of you just read those scriptures, but I want to go through some very, very important things this morning to give you some encouragement during the times that you go through. And I really do believe that during this time, there are many of us that are being blessed. And then there are many of us that we're on the edge of a blessing, but it keeps on looking like things are just out of reach. Like we can see it, we can feel it, but it is just out of reach. It's just beyond our reach. And every time that we're about to receive something and about to receive that big blessing, it seems like during this season, something's available and then it closes. I'm on the verge of getting something that I wanted and prayed for. And man, it has now shrunk back or it's just out of reach for me. I want to share with you this morning about what it means to be connected to the vine. When you read John chapter 15 and Jesus speaks about being the vine and that the Father is the gardener or the husbandman in the King James Version, and then he talks about us being the branches and how we need to be connected, there is a connection to the fact of us bearing fruit. And what we believe are blessings that are coming our way and then things that are being cut off from us. There's a connection to the fact of being connected to the vine. And I want to encourage you this morning to stay connected to Jesus. And what does that mean to stay connected to Jesus, to stay in the vine and remain in the vine? What it truly means is don't give up the faith. Don't give up the promises that God has put before you. Don't settle for anything less than what is in God's word and what he has spoken to you. Because if you remain in those things, you remain in him. When you continue to cultivate your relationship with him, you're remaining in him. One of the factors that we tend to not think about during these times is the fact that being connected to Jesus Christ means there is going to be growth in that. There is a push and a expectation of God that we shall bear fruit. And here's the deal. Many of us in our lives, there are two things that that happen sometimes where we think a blessing is on the horizon and it falls off, or there is something that looks like we're going to be able to do and it's just out of reach for us. many times as part of our connection to Jesus Christ, and sometimes we misinterpret it as God not wanting us to have things. Sometimes we misinterpret it as the fact that the enemy has won in this specific time and season. But being connected to the vine means this, that as you grow, as you are the branches of this vine that is Jesus, you are branches in the body of Christ. There are things that happen. When the storm comes, a lot of time, when you ever look at trees and trees that haven't been pruned and haven't been cut back some so that they can withstand storms, you see massive trees falling. You see branches fall all of the time. You see these big branches coming off trees because they haven't been pruned and they could not hold up to the weight of a storm. That's not what God wants for you in your life. So many times when we're connected to the vine, what the Lord does is he strengthens us and strengthens our branches because we tend to try to grow so fast at particular times that we don't understand that to be able to bear the fruit of the vine, we have to have strong branches. And if you were looking at me right now, I'm stretching out my hands. So I want you guys to stretch out your arms just for a minute as I speak about this, as I'm speaking about these branches. So if you stretch out your arms and you try to hold them in place for a long time, your arms will begin to feel a little weak. But just imagine this, trees and branches, branches off of trees, branches off of vines, all of these branches at times, they begin to get weak and weighed down because of the fruit that we're bearing. And it is a representation of us. If we're not careful in allowing God to prune us and to cut back the branches so that we can be strong, many times our fruit falls off the limb, it falls off the vine prematurely, or we forfeit the fruit prematurely because of the strength of our branches. You can put your arms down right now because I know some of you, if you had your arms out, you started to feel that. So just imagine what the scripture says. And like I said before, I want you to go read it because I wanted to make sure I have enough time to say this. Verses 1-7. But if you're bearing fruit, one of the most important things that can happen in the Christian life, and one of the best things that happens, is God's process of us being pruned. He is the gardener. He is the husbandman. And in essence, those words don't even describe the fullness of who he is. And I tend to want to say that God is just going to be himself when it comes to you in your development. One of the other aspects of God being the husbandman and the gardener is just not pruning us so that we can bear fruit, so that we can hold up to the weight of all of the things that are going to face us, like storms, like the seas crashing, and like persecution or either different types of trials that come our way. If we're not pruned, as I said before, many times we forfeit our fruit or we cannot bear our fruit long enough so that it can come to ripeness. And so a lot of times God prunes us, and sometimes when we think we're on the verge of certain things, it seems like we're being pulled back. That is part of your process of being pruned. So do not misunderstand God's delay for denial. A lot of times God's delay is meant for you to be able to bear the fruit and to bear the blessings that he's going to give you. The other thing that we need to be mindful of when we talk about being connected to the vine and allowing ourselves to be cultivated is also this process just doesn't deal with the fact of pruning. It also deals with the fact of taking a tool called a cultivator and making sure that the weeds that are around the plants, that are around you and me, that those things are turned over. And a lot of times the ground that we're on is disturbed. And what do I mean by the ground that we're on? Sometimes it seems like we're on shaky ground, even though our faith is in Jesus Christ, and that is a solid rock in us because we're connected to the vine, but it seems like we're being shaken. Because all of the earth and all of the dirt around us is being disturbed. And a lot of times that dirt is being disturbed so that so that oxygen can get to it. And I'm giving you terms that people that garden and plant know about. You know, where the ground is being aerated, the ground is being dethatched. That's mean taking away all of the weeds and stuff that have died so that you can grow. Many times we don't like that process of being cultivated because everything around us is being disturbed. Well, God is disturbing a lot of things around us so that the weeds do not choke us out. And if we stay connected to the vine of Jesus and allow ourselves to be cultivated, and if we allow ourselves to be pruned, God says that we will bear fruit. And not only bear fruit, what he'll do is he'll start the process all over again so that we can bear more fruit. So in our lives, we must understand this, that it is not a one-time thing that happens to us, that we're pruned at one time and then we just continue to grow and we bear fruit on that level. No, God wants us to extend our branches, to extend the fruit that we bear, and to be cultivated so that we can be able to bear much more fruit and be pruned also. So my encouraging word for you is to stay in the vine. Stay connected to the vine. That vine is Jesus Christ. And then make sure that you stay for the process of cultivating, to be cultivated, to be pruned and stuff. It doesn't always feel good, but it is good for you. And I know that the Lord has good things for you. For those of you that have been in prayer about certain things, those things are sure to come if you stay connected to the vine. If you stay connected to the vine, God has promised the fact that you will bear fruit. Not only you'll bear fruit, but you'll bear much fruit. So don't be dismayed about all of the things that are going around you. Continue to have your faith in Christ. Continue to have your faith in the things that are not seen that are going to come to fruition because he's promised them to us. Keep your faith in Christ so that you can bear much fruit. Amen, everybody. Amen. So this morning, I pray that this encouraging word has been a blessing to you. And I want you to know that you are blessed. So let's close out in prayer. Father God, I thank you today, O Lord, for your word. Lord, thank you that if we abide in you, you said that you will abide in us. As a matter of fact, you said you and the Father will make your abode in us. And we know, O Father God, that you've given us the Holy Spirit so that we can be convicted and we can be comforted, O Lord, during the times of need, O Father God, and during the time, O Lord, that we need to hear from you. We thank you this morning, O Lord, for this encouraging word, and I pray that everyone that is under the sound of my voice will be blessed today, O Father God, in every area of their life, O Lord, that you will show them the areas, O Father God, that you're pruning and that you're cultivating the ground so that they may not be discouraged, O Lord. I thank you today, O Lord, that even if they don't see it, O Father God, that you encourage them by your Holy Spirit. And this day, O Lord, they are victorious in you because you live. You're not dead, but you are alive. And I thank you, O Lord, this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So once again, on behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Barron, I thank you all for joining us this morning. Once again, I do hope that this word has been very encouraging to you, for those of you that have been going through certain things. And also, when you get the opportunity to go online and check out all of our resources online, we have resources in prayer. If you want to send out a prayer, you can go online and get that information so that you can put something on our board, or you can email us. All that information is on our website. You just go to our Discover Life website and then go to At a Glance. You'll find out about all of the things that are happening. And remember, coming up next month, we do have a live congregational meeting that we're going to have, and it's going to be inside. Just stay tuned for all of those details, and just join us this Sunday, too. And if you have any questions about anything, send them to us, okay? We're here for you. Thank you all again, and have a great day.